Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guests. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
Hi, and thanks for listening as we get ready to kick off the weekend. As we broadcast live here, and of course, if you're listening to the podcast from anywhere in the world at any time, what I'm about to tell you may be slightly old news. It's about artist Johnny Reed, who has an album coming out May 3rd on EMI Manhattan Records, his first one in the U.S., but he's already quite a big deal in Canada. He's a chart topper there, platinum-selling artist, and a fantastic voice. Listen to what people are saying about him. Take a pinch of Bruce Springsteen, a dash of Bob Seger, and enough Rod Stewart to give the mix vocal gravel, and you start to get the vibe of Johnny Reed. Now, the New York Times and the New York Post are just raving about him. The album introducing Johnny Reed's 11 songs are classic rock riffs laced with blue-collar roots. His voice brims with force and honesty. Johnny Reed will be our guest on the Burke Allen program today, the native of Scotland, who's been a Canuck since the age of 13. And if you'd like to be a part of the program and talk with Johnny, our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944 from anywhere in North America. And we actually have callers on the line already waiting to talk to Johnny. We're waiting for Johnny to call in. Johnny Reed is our guest. Back with more on the Burke Allen program right after this.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com and experience Dark Force.
Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution, opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world.
That's the sound of Johnny Reed, the brand new album. His first in the U.S., released in May, introducing Johnny Reed, and I think Johnny is on the line with us now. Hi, is this Johnny?
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Thanks for being on the program today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You have been just knocking it out of the ballpark, to use a baseball analogy, in Canada for several years now. A lot of best-selling albums north of the border, some double platinum ones. You've got Juno Awards. As a matter of fact, you're nominated for Album and Artist of the Year. later on this month. How important is it to you as an artist to also break here in the States?
Well, it's very important. I mean, you know, but as you can tell, I was born and raised in Glasgow, Scotland. And my father brought my brother and my mother to North America seeking opportunity. And so the last several years, it's been incredible. You know, my wife and I have four kids, and we've been on this journey. This is 15 years for me. So now to finally have the opportunity to come to America, to the United States, and meet a whole bunch of people, play my music, tell my stories, sing my songs. It's a wonderful opportunity, and it's very important to me. I'm trying my very best to reach out to as many people as possible and give them what helped me through a lot of years, which is music.
Johnny Reed is our guest today on the Burke Allen Program. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 718-506-1944. And, Johnny, we have a call from Maxine. Maxine is on the line in Newfoundland. Hi, Maxine. You're on the air with Johnny Reed. Say hello.
Hi, Johnny. It's nice to talk to you all the way from
Newfoundland.
Hi, Maxine. Yeah. I can't wait for you to get here in August 12th. Concert in Newfoundland.
Well,
can't wait.
Well, thank you, Maxine. I'm looking forward to every time we come to Newfoundland. I don't know if any of your listeners have been in Newfoundland, but it's one of the most beautiful places in the world. And every time we go there, there's always a wonderful response, wonderful people, and it's always a good thing. So I'm looking forward to it myself, Maxine.
Oh, we're looking forward to you. Newfoundland loves you, Johnny.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate it.
Maxine, what is it about Johnny's music that touches you? What do you like?
I just love everything about it. All the songs just have so much meaning into them, and it touches everyday people, and I just love them.
Well, I love that. You know, Bill, my songs, I've sort of dedicated my life to sing songs of dedication and appreciation, you know, devotion. Sing songs about things that really, really matter in the world, you know, regardless of where you're from, what you believe in, or the color of your skin. I've always tried my best to sort of sing songs that are pure, you know, sing songs that touch people's hearts, because, you know, that's what I'm writing my music from. It comes straight to the heart, and I think people know that.
Oh, yeah, we know that. We know that in Newfoundland, because we love you, Johnny.
Well, thank you, Doug. Thank you.
Thanks, Maxine, for the phone call to the Burke Allen Program. And, Johnny, we've got a couple of listeners who actually said that they met and became friends because of you. It's Joanne in Halifax and Alice in Waterloo who are on the line. Hi, ladies.
Hi. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm great. You know, being part of something a lot bigger than yourself is very important. And you know, when people meet each other from different parts of the world, purely based on their appreciation for the music, it's a very humbling feeling, Bill, and it's something that I don't take for granted.
Joanne, tell me the story of how you and Alice met and how Johnny's music is involved.
Well, we met through his fan club, which is called the Tartan Army, and we just hit it off. We went to the same shows, and ever since then, I've flown up and seen a couple of Johnny shows at Massey Hall in Toronto, and Alice was in Halifax and saw Johnny do a super show at the Metro Center here in Halifax, which has since aired in the U.S., and we've been best friends ever since because his music touches us.
And Alice, your favorite part of seeing Johnny live?
Oh, my favorite part is,
it's my legs.
He's amazing.
It's my legs.
He's amazing.
It's my legs.
Well, I mean, it goes without saying he's not hard to look at. However, it is definitely the music. It touches us. The meaning behind the songs, the fact that he writes the songs, and we can relate to it. And not very many artists can do that. So, yeah, now I've been following him since, I don't know, 2003 or something. It's been wonderful. And it's been humbling, I think, for him, but also for those that have followed him to see how well he's done from, you know, 7 years ago till now.
Joanne and
so
Alice,
good on you, Johnny.
And when you hear that sort of reaction from people who, you know, fly to see you at different shows, Johnny, and join your fan club, How does that make a guy feel?
Well, obviously, it makes me feel wonderful. I mean, as I said to you, I do this for the right reasons. You know, there's a lot of people, I think, out there singing for billboards and magazines and a lot of things that they shouldn't. For me, this is what I feel I've been put in the world to do. I've been doing it for a long time, and I enjoy singing my songs. I enjoy telling my stories. I enjoy playing my music, and I really enjoy being myself. You know, I think that's the best part about the whole thing, is that I get to step on stage every night and be myself. And I think people recognize that. You know, I'm not trying to be anybody but myself. You know, I'm the son of a blue-collar man. I enjoy soul music and R&B music. I enjoy country music. I enjoy having a great time, and I enjoy entertaining people. I think that's my level of appreciation, is being able to stand on stage every night amongst a room full of people just like myself and entertain them for 90 minutes, you know. So very, very excited to be able to come to America and do what I truly enjoy.
If we were to grab your iPod and take a quick look, what would we find on there right now? Who's Johnny Remus?
You know, my kids are famous for putting stuff on my iPod. Probably Bruno Mars, you know. I listen to just about everything. I'm a big fan of older music, like, Charlie Rich, Sun Records, Memphis, Stax. Music, but lately I've been listening to Amos Lee. Came out with a new album that I'm really enjoying. Trying to think what else I've been listening to. The new Eminem record was great, you know. Listen to that, and really anything that sort of comes to the right place is what I enjoy. You know, I'm not a big fan of music that doesn't really speak to the heart. You know, I enjoy listening to things that are true and real and some level timeless, you know, songs that you know for a fact many, many years from now you're going to be sitting back and you're going to remember that song, and you're going to remember not only the song but where you heard it and what you were doing when you heard it, you know.
You have an incredible way with the way you phrase the lyrics in your songs, and I can see why they touch people's hearts so much, and love the arrangements too. We'll try to sneak in one more caller before we run out of time. Hi, you're on the air with Johnny Reed. Hi, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Johnny Reed.
Hello?
Oh, she couldn't hear us, Johnny. Let me ask you, this first single in the States, and I'm assuming they're going to release it as a single, talk to me about the inspiration for Today I'm Going to Try and Change the World. Was there one event that caused you to grab pen and put it to paper with that song, one special thing that happened in your life?
Yeah, there was, but I mean, you know, as I mentioned to you, I've got four children, and my middle boy, they were walking out the door to school, and I had just come off the road, and I'm standing there, and I said, "Hey, son, have a great day." And he looked up at me and said, "I will, Dad, but see you later." I said, "Away you go and change the world." And I closed the door, and I thought how ignorant that was of me, you know, to tell my 7-year-old boy to go out there and try and change the world when there's probably a few things I could do myself to do that, you know. So I just sat down with a piece of paper, and I started writing down things that I could do just on a daily basis that might change the world. Now, I might never see it in my lifetime, but my hope is that maybe my kids' kids can see it, you know. And I started writing down things like, I'm going to say hello to my neighbour, I'm going to greet him with a smile, I'm going to shake the hand of a stranger, sit down and talk to them for a while, you know, tell somebody I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm going to try and change the world, you know, things that are attainable for people like myself, everyday people, you know. And that's really where the inspiration of the song came from. And since I wrote that song, it's really made a big difference for me, but it's also made a big difference for a lot of other people. I think it's one of these songs where somebody takes the lead and everybody says, you know something, I kind of feel like that as well. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful response, and something that many years from now, I'll be able to sit back, and it's something I'm very proud of, you know, as a songwriter. I'm very proud of writing that song, and I'm hoping that it's a song that resonates within the hearts and the souls of people, not only in America, but around the world here in the next couple of years.
It's a fantastic song, the first single from the new album, Introducing Johnny Reed. He needs no introduction in Canada. He's a multi-platinum artist there, nominated for several Juno Awards, the Canadian equivalent of the Grammys. But on this side of the border, we wish you all the best with the new album. And when you're in the Washington, D.C. area, we'll be sure to look you up.
Well, thank you so much. A big thank you to you, obviously. A big thank you to your station. But most importantly, a big thank you to your listeners. And I look forward to I look forward to meeting them and introducing myself to them.
We appreciate it. Johnny Reed is our guest today on the Burke Allen Program. And this is the first single from the new album. Here's Today, We're Going to Try and Change the World on the Burke Allen Show.
Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try.